The prophet still gave them hope.
Where is Yahweh? How will we be able to escape? When a trumpet blows a warning in a city, the people tremble because of fear. When trouble comes to a city, the always present one has caused it. Before the Lord, the always present one does anything. He reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who wouldn't be afraid? The Lord, the always present one, has spoken. Someone must prophesy. But I must say this. O people of Jacob, the spirit of the always present one is becoming very impatient. What is he going to do? God says, if you were to live right, then I could say nice things to you. But recently, my people have become my enemy. But Jerusalem said, Yahweh has abandoned me. My Lord has forgotten me. The always present one answers, can a woman forget the baby she nurses? No. Does she feel any kindness for the child she gave birth to? Yes. Even if she could forget her children, I would not forget you. Yahweh loves justice. He will not abandon his holy ones. He will always protect them. But the children of the evil people will die. O Yahweh, you will be true to the people of Jacob. You will be merciful to the people of Abraham, the ones for whom you took an oath to our ancestors long, long ago. A wise and truly discerning person will know these things. The always present one's ways are upright. Good people live by following them, but those who turn against God will falter because of them.
About 700 years before Christ, the Messiah, the prophet Isaiah foretold this.
The Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the virgin will become pregnant. She will give birth to a son, and she will name him Emmanuel. Now those people live in darkness, but they will see a great light. They dwell in a place that is very dark, but light will shine on them. Why? Because a special child, Jesus, will be born to us. God will give us a son. He will be responsible for leading the people. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Powerful God, Father of Eternity, and Prince of Peace. There will be peace in his kingdom forever and ever. His royal power will continue to grow. He will rule as the true successor of King David and over David's kingdom. He will make it strong by upholding it with justice and righteousness. He will rule it from the time he comes until forever. Yahweh leads the armies of heaven, and his zeal will accomplish this.
The prophet Micah said that the Messiah would be born in the town of Bethlehem. He was.
The prophet Zechariah predicted, rejoice greatly, O you people of Zion. Shout for joy, O you people of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He does what is right, and he will have salvation in himself. He is gentle and riding on a donkey, even upon a young donkey born of a work animal. Look, the arrogant person whose soul is not upright within him will fail. But the person who is right with God by his faith will live forever. Those who know Yahweh trust in him. O Yahweh, you have never abandoned anyone who continues to seek you. God's way is without fault. Yahweh's word is pure. He is a shield to all those who trust him. I feel crushed. Nevertheless, I have hope when I think of this. The always present one's love never ends. His mercies never stop. They are fresh every morning. O God, your faithfulness is great. I say to myself, the always present one is what I've got. Therefore, I have hope because of him. The always present one is good to those who put their trust in him, to the person who looks to God for help. It is good that one hopes quietly for the always present one to rescue him.